This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Hot Stocks powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatij Ananda and today we spoke to Rohan Patil of Bonanza Portfolio Limited. Well, before we go ahead and talk about his stock recommendations, let's also understand what he has to say about Nifty 50. Rohan is of the view that the crucial support for the index is placed at 14,450 levels, while resistance rests at 14,950 post breaker. If in case Nifty 50 manages to break above this level, that is 14,950, then the next level to watch out for would be 15,100 levels. Now, Rohan expects Nifty to trade with a sideways to negative bias as prices have taken a stiff resistance near the upper band of the pattern. Now, let's also understand the three trading ideas that he has given to us. Well, the first stock that he has on the list is MGL, which is a buy call for a target of 1190 and a stop loss of 1099. The prices were trading in a symmetrical triangle pattern for the past 12 months. It also traded within a broad consolidation on the weekly charts as well. Now, MGL has given a decisive breakout from a symmetrical triangle pattern and is currently hovering above the upper band of the triangle pattern on the weekly interval charts as well. The stock is trading above the 100 days exponential moving average on the daily time frame, which is positive for the prices in the near term. Currently, RSI is reading near 50 levels with a bullish crossover. That indicates that bullish momentum will continue in the near term. Now, the next stock is from the auto space, that is Maruti Suzuki, which is a buy call for a target of 7,300 and a stop loss of 6,540. Now, the prices were trading in a falling wedge pattern for the past 4 months, and it also followed a lower bottom, lower high formation on the daily charts. Now, Maruti has given a decisive breakout from the falling wedge pattern and is currently hovering above the upper band of the falling wedge pattern on the daily interval. Prices on the daily charts have also completed a bullish bat harmonic pattern and currently prices are trading above the potential reversal zone. When we observe the volume activity, there has been an above average volume setup for the past few days. The momentum oscillators, that is RSI, has given a trendline breakout which was placed at 40 levels and currently indicating a reading of 50, which is definitely positive for the stock. Now, the last stock that he has is from the pharma space, Cipla, which is a buy call for a target of 1050 and a stop loss of 959. Now, Cipla on the weekly charts is trading in a rising channel pattern and is clubbed with a high and high low formation. Now, prices are trading above the horizontal trend line on the weekly charts, which is acting as a strong support for the counter. Now, the prices have retraced near the 50% level from their previous intermediate low, which is an important support level for the counter. Now, the counter is trading above the 50 as well as 100 days exponential moving average on the daily as well as weekly time frame, which is positive for the prices in the near term. Now, remember all the three recommendations. Well, these are not intraday trading ideas, but more of a positional play. So in case you initiate any positions based on these recommendations, well, do consult your financial advisor. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Hot Stocks, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.